Dollars in their pockets
for gold. Little Destiny's Child.
The game, driven by Briggs Auto Lane on News Radio KMAN.
And again, Kathy Dawes today, along with Bob Koppel, and he's president via Christie Hospital of Manhattan. And well, we do have a phone call, so let's go ahead. You'll need a set of headphones there, Bob, and let's go ahead and take that call. Welcome to In Focus, and go ahead, please.
Yes, ma'am. I was a patient of a doctor up there at the medical center since 1972, and the doctor retired last year, which in turn forced me to end up getting another doctor. I called up before I decided to get another doctor in that same office and asked them if I was going to be charged a new patient fee. And they told me no, so I went ahead and set an appointment up, met the new doctor. And lo and behold, I got a statement where they charged me, I think it was like $318.50 for a new patient. I just don't think that's right for having, being a patient or a customer, however you want to put it, for 45 years or so, and then be treated like that. I'll go ahead and hang up and listen to your comment.
Well, and I don't know that that's your domain exactly, Bob. But
so, I mean, I can probably respond a little bit to that, Kathy. So this obviously would have been a private independent physician in town, since we don't employ anybody that does that. But that actually would not be uncommon when you have a provider retire, because that is perhaps who does know the patient and knows that history. And so that new provider would want to spend that extra time. And if you're, especially like if you're a Medicare patient, that actually is allowed within the Medicare program, that they have those new patient visits, and they actually get extra time to do that kind of in-depth, kind of refresh that history physical. So part of that doesn't surprise me at all. You know, it kind of depends practice to practice, and that would just depend on, you know, that particular group, how they viewed making those transitions.
And I'm sure it is frustrating, as he mentioned. Oh, yeah. You've been with a doctor for years and years, been a good patient and done what you were supposed to do, and then it's not your fault that the doctor retired. So I can understand the frustration, but do appreciate the call, 537-1350 in the times that we have remaining. And I know we were talking, of course, about always the need for more primary care physicians, but you have some more educational type sessions too, I know, that you wanted to highlight today while you were here.
Sure. We actually are starting some new groups for congestive heart failure patients, and those are going to be on Mondays and Wednesdays from 2 to 4, and then also an ostomy support group, which will be meeting on the second Tuesday of each month starting in May, and those will be in the evening. And again, you know, I think we recognize the need for additional education and support for patients, especially with chronic conditions, because you may not get that time with your provider in the office. And quite honestly, there's some value in knowing kind of your peer group, people who are working through the same situation as you are. So the education class is a great time for people to kind of get that feel of what it's like for other people too, but also just to have more time to ask questions. And all the classes are being taught by experienced staff who've got the background. And it's a little bit, I would say, a little more relaxed atmosphere than maybe what you would have if you're going to your doctor's office.
Congestive heart failure, I know my father suffers from that. Of course, he's 94 years old, and that's pretty common, I think, in someone his age. But just glancing through some of these questions, I can relate totally on fluids, salts, weighing yourself daily. I mean, there's just so many things you have to think about. And of course, his caretakers are the ones that really have to monitor him pretty closely.
Well, you know, specific to the CHF patients, if you really do pay attention to those things like the daily weights, people just do so much better, and they don't tend to get readmitted, and they don't tend to have to come back to the emergency room, and you don't have the crises, and quite honestly, you don't have some of the bad outcomes. But it is helping coach people through this is why you have to do those things. And, you know, members of my family, you know, love their salt as well. I try to avoid it, but it's just all those little hints and support, I think, just to encourage people, look, you've got to, if you want to be healthy and you want to feel better, you've just got to make some lifestyle changes.
It's a balancing act.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And even ostomy, I know that we have people in my family, again, that suffer that have this also, so that makes a lot of sense. I'm guessing you wouldn't have these classes if you didn't already know you have an audience to come to them.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. There's certainly a population in our community, and quite honestly, you know, across the state and across the country. We're not unique at all here in North Central Kansas, but no, there's definitely a population. And again, I think it just helps to get people together. This is, you know, there's always things that are being learned, and there's always new information. So this is a great way also to get people some updates and keep them connected.
I'm sure you're always looking at other opportunities too. And I mean, it's always next on the horizon kind of thing. Looks like we do have another phone call. Let's go ahead and take that. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
What's the United States, where does Kansas rank as far as probably obesity, which is quite a predictor of health, I think, is it not?
And I don't know off the top of his head that he could tell you that, but you might have some idea where we would kind of land.
So obesity is actually a problem across the country with a few exceptions. You have a few states that tend to score better, if you will, and they tend to, for example, like Colorado, tends to be not as obese state. It kind of depends how you want to look at it. We are not in the bottom tier, but we're still not great. Every 3 years we do what's called a community health needs assessment. We're actually gearing up to do another one again because it's due in 2018. This is a requirement for all hospitals by CMS. And so part of that is you're trying to identify all the health needs in your community. And I would say by and large, the vast majority of every study of every one of those community health needs assessments across the country, including ours here in Manhattan, obesity is in the top 4 or 5 items. The only things, if you will, that are perhaps worse than that are just access issues for things like behavioral health, because that's, again, kind of a top need. But, you know, specific to obesity, it's definitely a problem in our state. And it also is a driver, as you indicated, of so many other health issues, everything from somebody's potential to get cancer to heart issues, pulmonary issues, obviously digestive issues as well. So it is definitely, if that's something that you can work on and try to improve or avoid, that would certainly be in your best health interest.
Appreciate the call, listener.
One other thing, doctor. Processed food probably has more salt in it than any other method of getting salt in the diet. Processed food is probably number one, is it not?
And by the way, Bob is not a doctor. He's president of the hospital, but I thought we better clarify that. But
you're talking to an engineer. there's certainly, depending on the source, and again, a lot of it's just looking at the labels. There are certain foods that we would purchase, you know, at the grocery store, et cetera, or even in restaurants that do have a higher salt content. There's no question. Again, it's just being, you know, it's being smart, and it's looking at that. Actually, it's kind of a nice little segue. We're the current sponsor of the To My Plate and Beyond exhibit at the Flint Hills Discovery Center. And, you know, quite honestly, it's targeted at kids, but it's all about where does food come from and what are the choices you're making to put on your plate. And so, I think to the caller's point, you have to be thinking about what you're choosing.
Definitely do. Well, thank you, listener. Appreciate you calling in. 537-1350. Only have a couple minutes left, though. I don't know if you want to focus more on that. I think we were going to bring that up about the Discovery Center.
So with the current exhibit at the Discovery Center, one of them is the To My Plate and Beyond. And again, it's targeted at kids and, quite honestly, their parents. But it's about where does food come from and then the choices you make about what to put on your plate. And a balanced, you know, it always comes back to balance. Because it's fine for all of us to have that, you know, cookie or cake, but we need to just make sure we're eating our veggies and fruit, et cetera, too. But it's actually a pretty neat exhibit. It's very hands-on, very tactile. It's great for the kids. And, you know, it was kind of brought home to me. I'd shared this with some of our staff, actually, over the last week. Some friends of ours were talking about one of their kids in class, and one of their classmates had asked the teacher, well, why do we need all these farms when we can just go to the grocery store and get our food? And if you're from, you know, like most of us from an agricultural background, you just kind of smile because obviously there's a disconnect there. And so hopefully Exhibit can help connect those dots for those who have those questions, but also help people, you know, understand that need for balance and making good food choices.
It's still amazing to me that people don't understand that, but there are folks that don't.
Yeah, it just depends where you grew up.
Well, thank you so much, Bob. Some good information today. Bob Koppel with us today, president of Via Christi Hospital in Manhattan, and you've been listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
All right, Kathy, thank you much. Good program today. And tomorrow, we'll have Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy and City Manager Ron Fear join us, talk about a number of things that will be discussed in tomorrow night's Manhattan City Commission meeting, which includes Aggieville and the Convention and Visitors Bureau among the topics for tomorrow night's City Commission meeting. So we'll have that preview tomorrow morning here on KMAN. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick for a little bit, and then Royals baseball begins at 2:30. It's game day.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Chaos and carnage in St. Petersburg, Russia, after what's being called a likely terror attack. Moscow reporter Alec Loon.
First, there was the reports that